So it's good to understand what's going on by the principal, because even though there's a machlekes, if you need a bezna chashuv, or it's enough any three people, and the Ramah, the Minig Ashkenazim, is that it could be any three people to be the bezdin for the principal, but still it should be three people that understand what's going on when we're making the principal. So here we have a mitzvah that the Torah brings down at the end of Parshas Re'eh of Shemitas Kesafim. Just like during the year of Shemitah, there's a din of Shemitas Karka, that one should not do work in the fields. We left the fields empty from work, and the fruit and the produce of the fields were hefker. So too, there's a mitzvah of Shemitas Kesafim. We pass in Laloch L'Maisa, and Shemitas Kesafim is b'seifa, is at the end of the year. As Machlek Yishayim, if Shemitas Kesafim kicks in the beginning or the end, we pass in at the end of the year, which means that any debt or many debts that one may have owed to him when it comes the end of the year of Shemitah is no longer chayv to him, and the one that owes it to him does not have to pay it. Now there's a long discussion of which types of debts are included in this mitzvah Shemitah's Kesafim. A lot of them have different machlekesim, and a lot of them depends on different conditions, and etc. etc. Therefore, the minig is that everyone writes a principal in case it's negated to them, and it's not such a hard thing to do, so why not do it? And therefore, we stress that everyone does the principal. Now, the Mishnah in Masechta Shviyos in Perek Yud tells us that there's an assay and a license for the malva, the one that lent the money, or the one that's owed to him, for him to collect it. He's over, if he would collect it, he's over an assay and a license. And many achrayim ear on, he's over on gezel. He's over from stealing. He stole from the person money that doesn't belong to him. So he's over on gezel. The Mishnah tells us, if the leiva comes and shows up to the malva after Shemitah and says, here's the money I owe you, the malva should say to him, Shamat, that Zedvar Shemitah, you should tell him it's Shamat, it's over, you don't have to give it to me. Afal Pikin, the leiva should tell him, or if the leiva tells him, I still want to give it to you as a matana, then the malva can take it. And it says, Ruach Chacham Neichem, and the Chazal were happy with people that Leibis, they gave back the money as a matana, even though they were not mechuyev to give it back. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, and Dibris in Gittin, and Dibris in Gittin, also in the Tshuva, Chosh Mishma Chedik Beisim Tizbav, Rav Moshe over there wants to say that it's more than just a nice thing to do, the Leibis should do it. And he's mekayim the mitzvah of priyas chayv also with it. He's mekayim the mitzvah of paying up a chayv. And if he doesn't do it, it's really not so nice, and it's the Moshe is not so happy with that. So therefore, okay, but the Levayis of the Leva would be potter from doing it if he didn't pay up. Now, what happened was the Gemara in Gittin discusses how this mitzvah Shemitah's Kesafim was difficult for the Ashirim and for the Aniyim. The Ashirim were now being over on the Isra of not lending money, of lending money, because when it gets closer to Shemitah, they're nervous to lend money. I'm going to lend out money and then I'm not going to get it back. Even though the Pasuk says, and don't be a Belial, don't be someone that's going to hold back from lending money, Hashem will take care of you. But Lamais, it's an assayin. So there are Ashirim that refrain from lending money because they're worried that the labor will stall time, wait until Shemitah, and it'll be over with. Aniyim were losing out because they weren't getting loans, and they need loans in order to live for tomorrow. We don't have money, we need to be able to borrow money. So Hillel HaZaken made a takana of principle. Again, I'm saying it very vague. There's a lot of different nekudas that I mentioned. The Gemara, Rishonim over there, where So basically, Hillel, whether he was mechadish this or was already mechadish and he just renewed it, there's another halacha. There's halacha ma'isa shtareis of the bezin. If let's say I take my shtareis, right, all my documents, all my contracts that people owe me money, and I give it over to bezin for bezin to be goyver. So if I give it over to bezin before the end of Shemitah, bezin has the right to be goyver. But the din shamayt is not on bezdin; it's on me, not on bezdin. So if I give it to bezdin could be goyved. So Hill came up with an idea: let's be misakein that everyone will give over their chayvus. Now, when we talk about chayvus that are included in shmita itself, and it's really bein b'shtach chayv bein balpeh, all chayvus, even if it was a milva balpeh or a milva b'shtach, doesn't make a difference. It's all included in this din shmita itself. So Hillel is misakin, go to Bezdin, give over your chayvus to Bezdin, and now Bezdin's allowed to collect. But Bezdin, what's Bezdin? All of a sudden, they become a collecting agency and collecting everyone's chayvus. So what Bezdin does is, in return, Bezdin says, it says, you know what? You can do it for us. So you're giving it to Bezdin. Bezdin's now allowing you to collect it for Bezdin. And then Bezdin lets you keep the money. That's what's going on over here by the principal. If you take a look at the Lashon of the principal, the Lashon over there, it says, I have to have a copy of the one that Moshe himself wrote. Someone sent it to me. He says, the Lashon is, it's the standard of the Lashon. But it's the mice of Tlasa Beidina, that means you have three people sitting here, like we said, if you're a Sephardi, you need a Bez Nechashav. Sfarad and Paskin, you need a Bez Nechashav. Therefore, their Nusach is a different Nusach. It's a different Nusach. Because they're not speaking to the Bezdin, they're speaking to Edim, which are being made, that you're giving it over to the Bez Nechashav. But for us Ashkenazim, it's been Maisav Tlas. So I have three of my friends sitting there by Hataris Nadarm. You can do it by Hataris Nadarm. You have three people sitting there. The mice of Tlasa Beidina Khada Havina were like one on the day of Chamish B'Shabbos Shmoni V'Esrim V'Chodesh Elo Shnas. Actually, based that was Ben York. Vasa the Kadmana, the Dayanim are saying he came in front of us. Reb of Yosef Reb Shalom Nechemi Bar Pesachia the Mishpachas Lam. Va'amar Lana, he said to us. He's the skill of the Dayanim are writing, and then he said to us. Masrani lachem. I'm giving over to you, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Michal Birnbaum, Rav Nissen Lippa Alper. Those are the hadayonim. Sheb New York. Those are the hadayonim. Shekol chay sheishli. And this the dayanim are saying that the malva came to us and said any chay sheishli shegvena kozman sheerza that I could be goyver whenever I want. And then they Edom signed their names. So the Seda Dvarim usually is as follows. You have the piece of paper, you fill in Reuven fills in his name. Reuven over there, he reads the Nusach, he says the Nusach, it's not Ma'akev, but he says the Nusach. After he says the Nusach, then the Edom sign. It could be in English, it could be in any language you want. And then the Edom sign after he says it. Now the truth is, there is a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, which says that if someone didn't write a Prusbo, but they said it alone, is also good. The Gemara brings down that there are certain Amoraim which said it all alone. And usually we don't rely on that. We write the Prusbo. But if someone forgot to write a Prusbo, they see it's getting late. So they could also say to three people that they're giving over their chayvus to the Bezdin, that the Bezdin should be able to collect it, and the Bezdin is allowing me to collect it after Shvita. So that's be'etzim what's going on over here in the principle. Right? Just to go ahead and say, when I lend money to say, I'm lending you the money, I'm in nasta shmita shum bim shami, that's masta mashkasa b'teira. The Gemara Makis says that if I give a loan, and the Zman HaGviya is not until 7 years from now, which is past Shemitah. So Shemitah is not Meshamitah, because then comes the Zman of Gviya. Then comes the collection day. Yeah. So but this was the etzer that the Hillel came up with, and this is the etzer that we do. May Hashem, everyone will have wives. So b'derech klal we say mashkanta isha kanta baal, and therefore the betzim, the wives don't need a separate principle. A wife doesn't need a separate principle, but it is shaykh for wives to have money, which the husband may not have rishus, and it could be. She has a pension plan where the husband will not be able to get the money from it, only she at a certain point. Again, like I said, there's different machleks and different things, so therefore, in some of the nuschais, they add in, and then you can have children which are old enough to have their own money, sons which are old enough to have their own money, and they also lend out. So some other nuschais add in the lashon of for me or the chobnei besi, like they added hein shana zui shnas shiz v'yesh li ulu b'nei besi chayvis b'shtal b'apeh. Then you're acting as a shliach for your wife and for the other people in the house, which also shlichus works.
You could use zachar, but you'd have to ask.
The truth is, you could use zachar also, and that's how the shlichus works. There's no mili mimsra over here in the shlichus because there's no chalois. Not a chalois, there's no mili. What's interesting, I didn't plan to give you a whole share on it, but what's interesting is, to a guy, okay, you don't have to worry about it. What happens if the malva is a non from Jew? Right? You borrowed money from a chilaini, from a non from Jew. Now, you know this non from Jew is going to come to you after Shemitah and collect the money. You owe him. You're not getting away with it. So you can tell him, yeah, Shemitah, it's all, he's not going to listen to you. Right? So what some Paiskim say is, if you know that you have a loan that you owe to a non-from Jew, so when you write your principal, add his name in, and you'll be Zeicher, you'll make Shlichas for Zalzachin, then now he has a proof, so he'll be able to collect the money from you, so when you pay him back, you're not going to be Oivan. I'm paying back a chay. Yeah, you got it?
Well, he would be the one I had, not.
Yeah, but you don't want to be part of that. You don't want to be a niksha on that. That's one etzah that's given. The other etzah that they say is, if you didn't do that, then tell the guy, when he comes to collect, and tell him, I really don't owe you, but I'll give you a present. I don't think he'll really care if you say it, as long as he gets his money, so he can do it. Yeah.
According to the principal suggestion, you'd have to be a specific person, or you said anyone that owes money to that they should have most of that.
Yeah, no, we don't have to put specific, we just say kol chayves.
I'm saying anyone that I owe to, according to this
anyone that owes me, oh, then right, if you're doing shlichas for someone, you have to know who you're doing shlichas for. Yeah.
What do we do with the piece of paper afterwards?
So you can hold on to it, or you can throw it out. You know what I mean? That's a good question. The assumption is that since everyone makes a principle, that if the liver will tell you, show me your principle, and you say, I don't have it, Bezdin won't listen to him because we assume you made a principle. Yeah, as long as you say you made one, we trust you. So you're not going to need the principle to prove it, but... some people like holding on to it. You never know, those three signatures may one day be worth a lot of money.
Does one have to own any parka to make
that? Okay, so there is a halacha that says that in order to make a principle, the loiv has to own karka. And the Mishnah says if the loiv doesn't have karka, the malva should be mezaka to the loiv with karka. Which means you're being zeichen kaka for the leiva in order that the leiva should now be chayv to pay you back. So if the leiva is screaming, no, I don't want to be zeichen kaka, then you can't do it. But as long as he's not screaming, we assume he wants to pay you back, and it works. What about bachrim and yeshiva? What kaka do you own? You have your own real estate.
Yeshiva is the
kaka. Yeshiva is the kaka. Yeah, okay, some people have to live like that. So what do you do then? So if you rent an apartment, right, someone who's renting an apartment, okay, renting is enough to consider like you have karka for this halacha. Rishon Zalman was mechadish, the fact that you have a shelf here to put your sfarim on, or you have a closet to put your clothing in. That's a shtamshus of karka, which is considered karka for this din. That's a yizma chadish.
Good point.
So you should ask him what should a bacha, doesn't own real estate do? I think storage sometimes that might be true. Right. Yeah.
It's also
your shamshus,
even though let's say it's not your own.
That's what he's saying. The usage of this, that which they let you use it, is the shamshus of karka, which is enough for this.
What if you bring your own drawers?
Again, could be according to some baiskim, this halacha doesn't apply nowadays. If you look at Rashi and Gittin, Rashi says over there that what's the reason why the Lev has to have karka? It's because since the normal havas back in the day were all backed up with karka, so Hill only made the takana on a milva that's shchiach. And therefore the shchiach dikah milvas were with karka, so that's what Hill was talking about. But nowadays, milvas are not done with karka. It's done also backed up with metalpolin and other things. So therefore, it could be now there's the whole din of karka that's employed.
Doesn't the shchiach meaning right havais, or
I don't know exactly what to define shchiach, but that's what it was.
Because the mindset nowadays, you'd still probably say right would be
mortgage. It depends. You're right. Mortgages, yeah. The mortgages is even a question if that's also included in this. Depends how it's set up, but you're right. But still, there's many different types of loans which people don't necessarily base it on karka. You're right, mortgages, yeah. Okay. Any other questions on principal? Once we made it right to 720. Okay. About tshuva. I said before, if I collect a loan, this is a guy's late question. I collect a loan. So if I was not allowed to collect the loan, so I mentioned before, that according to some sheet, is Yoivan Gezel. Yoivan Gezel. So Baal Tshuva comes, he says, that many years I wasn't religious, and I collected loans that were due before Shemitah, and I collected it after Shemitah. Shemitah was Yoivan Gezel. Do I have to now return the money to all those people that I collected from, the loans that I shouldn't have collected from? What's the answer? Sadi Dalar on the base. Anyone got Sadi Dalar on the base? No.
The Tekala's
a huge
interaction.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you live in a town, the Tekala doesn't apply anymore.
Okay. Okay, see what you learned already at Sadi Dalar on the base? You're learning what a dying is. Okay, so you'll see on Sadi Dalar on the base, Tekala's a Shavim, it will be negated to this Shiloh. Okay. Rav David Feinstein, someone told me he spoke to Rav David Feinstein about it. Rav Feinstein might agree that we could be samech on those shittas that nowadays they have tavakas and shavim in, and he doesn't have to return it.
What about
Rafal Tshuva? He'll ask the diamond when he says about this. Yeah.
Rafal Tshuva has money in the bank. He has to go tell the bank, I don't
yeah, okay, fine. it's a good question. Yeah, the sugya goes on and on. Okay, so we're holding over here in Tafresh Ches. Tafresh Ches is talking about the Suda Mafsekes, which is the last Suda that we eat before going to Shul for Kol Nidre. And the Lashon on the Paiskim is that after you leave the Beis Knesset from Davni Mincha and you come home, you shouldn't waste time. You should eat the Suda Mafsekes. The table should be set. Should be said. Some have the meaning to bring honey to the table also, and to dip the hamitzi in dvash, and then we eat the Suda Mafsekes. Now, there's a mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippur. The mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, is machleik shayim fis the rice and the banan. But it's all coming off a limit from Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it's, it's even though from the Rambam maybe mashma that Tosefes is not Dvar Torah, but over here by Yom Kippur it is Dvar Torah. What's Tosefes Yom Kippur? from the inuyim, they start already the inuyim earlier than shkia. You can still do malacha, but or other paisim al tosefes yom kippur is also from doing malacha, and that's where we paskin that one should be mekabel yom kippur a little earlier and stop doing malacha and the inuyim start. Now, it's mashma all the inuyim, even those inuyim which may not be deraisa, but we stopped the inuyim already. Now, it's not clear how much time is tosefes yom kippur, just like by other places. Some learn 2-3 minutes, some learn 20 minutes, some learn half an hour, some say 5 minutes. Whatever it is, a few minutes is for sure enough. The chiyuv tosefes yom kippur, like we said, is deraisa, so it could be it's chal on you automatically even. There's no issur kares during tosefes. But there's a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah to be meisiv onto women light candles also before Yom Kippur. There's actually different minhagim whether they make bracha or not. Sfaradim did not make bracha. You don't like candles at all Yom Kippur? Okay, Tamari don't light. Sfaradim light without a bracha.
Yeah.
And what? What do you say?
So you do a shana also.
What, Rosh Hashanah also you don't light? Rosh Hashanah you light without a bracha? Why would you light without a bracha Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur this far is because you can't be nehenna from it. Check it out. Okay, I don't know. The Mechaber says you light without a bracha. The Gra reads the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra also held you light without a bracha by Yom Kippur. But meaning Ashkenazim based on the Rabbah,
like,
no, what? Okay, now check up Yom Kippur. Okay, but the meaning Ashkenaz based on the Rabbah is that we light with a bracha. Lady who's lighting at the time when she's lighting, she's being mekabel Yom Kippur, and she has to start the dream from then, unless she makes it tonight, which we don't usually. We try not to make tonight in the adlaka. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that Bizman, the Gemara.
To make?
Really? Yeah. Was he caught there?
Ben Shai.
Okay, Ben Shai was a shtickl Ashkenazi.
He said Ashkenazi.
Not to?
What? Oh, sorry. Like
you know, after the Baruch, after the Baruch. Oh, okay, that's another discussion, right? Yeah. Fine, okay. This man and Gemara, the women used to eat during Tosefes, Yom Kippur. The Gemara, that's where the Gemara says, they say, Hanach Lam Yisrael, Mutav Shiyo Shaygir Val Yom Zidim. But nowadays women are more careful than men are. Sometimes. Okay. There's a mitzvah of. Now, some have a meaning also to eat a Suda earlier in the day on Erev Yom Kippur, besides the Suda of Sekhs, to eat a Suda earlier. And the meaning is to eat lighter foods on Erev Yom Kippur, so it's not heavy on your stomach, and you'll be able to fast better. And there's also a meaning based on a medrash that the Torah brings down, and the Beis Yosef goes on, being mazva, all the different nekudas of the medrash, with a chayet, with a tailor, based on that medrash to eat fish at the first Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. Some people have the meaning to eat fish. There are those that there's also brought down that you light candles for the chayim and for the mason. Like people light candles if they have for relatives that were nifter, parents that if they're missing parents, they light an air for the parents, and then for the chayim is they light one candle for all the living people of the family. The minig used to be that you lit the ner shel chayim in the shul. Everyone lit in the shul because. In case it will go out, it's a spooky thing. Like the candle for the living went out on Yom Kippur. So just everyone put it in shul, no one knew whose is whose. And if it went out, it was Yen and not me.
We have a ton of candles in our shul.
Yeah, that's right. That was the minik. I know about Ashkenazim, for some reason it disappeared, that minik, so much, and but people light in the house one candle for the living. Okay. We're going to stop here, and Mir Tashem will continue next week.